sharing information and the latest results, brainstorming together on ways to improve sustainable management and the protection of the Mediterranean as a whole, is essential for the years to come. So all my colleagues who operate MPAs in the Mediterranean area, all the organisations involved and decision makers, have been coming together to review the situation every 4 years for a long time now. A good opportunity to work on a common roadmap and be more effective. And the good news is, we're making progress. At our last big meeting in 2020, 8.33% of the surface of the Mediterranean was protected, i.e. 209,303 square kilometres or 80,812 square miles out of 2.5 million square kilometres or 965,255 square miles, which equates to 1,087 officially designated marine protected areas. We have won back 61,189 square kilometres, 23,625 square miles, compared to 2016. We have made so much headway since 1951 and the creation of the first marine protected area in Modra Spilica, Croatia. Out of the 8.33% protected surfaces, only 0.04% benefit from the highest protection statute, meaning no access to the protected area, no samples, and no fishing. These results are encouraging, of course, but the process must be accelerated. We need more human and financial resources, more protected marine areas on the southern coast of the Mediterranean, for example, and better management of existing sites so that the MPAs do not only exist on paper. Yes, I know, I'm getting worked up. It's the Mediterranean in me. But you understand, don't you? It has now become so urgent to protect our natural heritage.